It's 850, 61 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, working towards a high, a potential near record high around 72 degrees today. And on this beautiful Monday morning, we say hello to Dave Dickey with the pre-opening market report. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Craig, and good Monday morning, everyone. Rabobank today says it expects that corn, soybean, and wheat prices to strengthen through the first quarter of 2013 and then trend lower through the rest of the year as global production rebounds. Rabobank expects rebounding production to generate small global surpluses of grain, but overall tight supplies will leave the market vulnerable to production setbacks. But the ag lender also noted that macroeconomic issues are casting a cloud over the outlook for agricultural commodities. Rabobank cautions that weak global economic growth and continued macro uncertainty may cause a slight drag on demand for agricultural commodities in 2013. Manufacturing activity across the Eurozone contracted for the ninth consecutive month in November. Data firm Markets Purchasing Managers Index rose to 46.2 in November from 45.4 in October, a level above 50 signals an expansion in activity, while one below 50 signals a contraction. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is sitting at 13,059. It's up 34 points. The NASDAQ at 3,022 is up 12. The S&P 500 is 1420. It is up 4.5 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Not much change has been indicated in the forecast for the Midwest over this next week to 10 days. Everything is going to occur about as suggested earlier this week, which means three frontal boundaries will pass through the region over the next week to maybe 10 days, and we'll likely see light amounts of precipitation in the eastern portions of the Midwest only with each one of these passages. Now, I say only, there will be a little bit of precipitation on the west side of the Mississippi, but I don't think we're going to see it much in the way of significant precipitation amounts. And the dry bias that everyone is so concerned about in the Western Corn Belt and Great Plains is not going to go away. And in fact, I'd say the odds are fairly good that we'll go very deeply into the month of December without any significant relief. And by that, I don't mean they'll be completely dry, but I'm just saying there won't be a storm system large enough to produce the kind of moisture totals that we need to make much difference to the overall bottom line. Hard red winter wheat country is suffering greatly from ongoing dryness. The concern is actually shifting somewhat to the heaving soil situation that is evolving across the region. Heaving occurs in any winter season where we see persistent or frequent changes in soil temperatures that are above and below freezing. That rapid expansion and contraction of soil conditions usually leads to a little bit of a lifting in the soil, eventually breaking down the topsoil to a powder, and also raising the potential for loosening some of the poorly established winter crops so that they might be blown out of the soil if their root systems are short enough. So we're going to continue to monitor that fairly closely. I don't think we've got any immediate problems out there, but if we continue to see these temperatures fluctuate greatly with the poor establishment that's out there in some fields, I'd say the odds are fairly high we're going to see blowing dust later in the winter season, and perhaps some concern about the condition of some of those crops. All right, well, back here in the heart of the Midwest, we will see our first frontal system passing through this weekend. The front is not expected to generate much in the way of meaningful precipitation, but it will at least produce a little bit of light rainfall in a few locations. Moisture totals are not likely to be much more than a couple tenths of an inch, and we'll likely see another frontal system come in fairly quickly behind this during the early to middle part of next week. Again, a couple tenths of an inch will occur most often. There might be a few locations that could get upwards to a half inch or so. The front will have a little more cool air behind it, and that should help to stimulate a little better rainfall potential. But almost all of this will be in Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, maybe a few areas in Illinois. But Illinois' northwest will probably not see nearly as much precipitation as the southeast might. And, of course, the western Corn Belt will be largely bypassed by significant precipitation. Our third frontal system will move across the region as we get to the end of next week, about a week from now, and it will have even colder air behind it, and there will therefore be a potential for some greater amounts of precipitation, again, mostly extending to the northeast from the northern parts of the Delta into Ohio. The temperatures will be turning colder as we move through next week, but especially late next week into the following weekend. Extremely cool conditions may occur in the northern plains, but it looks like the air mass will moderate quite a bit as it moves through the rest of the region. We expect to see temperatures over these next few days unusually warm. In fact, they'll be well above average for much of the country. We'll look for afternoon temperatures reaching up into the 50s and 60s over the course of the weekend in the majority of the region, with some lower 70s expected in the far south. In the northernmost areas, we may still see some 30 and 40 degree readings, especially early in the forecast period. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Thank you very much, Drew. Let's look at the electronic trade in Kansas City. December wheat, 904, up 6.5. March at 922.25, up 9. In Chicago, December wheat, 857.25, up 12.5. March, 875.75, up 12.25. December corn, 755.25, up 7.25. March, 760, up 7.25. May, 758.75, up 6.75. July, 751.25, up 7. September, 661.75, up 5. December of 13 at 639.75, up 4.25. January soybeans, 1456.75, up 18. March, 1449, up 16.5. May, 1425.25, up 15.5. July, 1414.5, up 14. November of 13, 1313.25, up 8.75. December soybean meal, 447.70, up 5.30. December soybean oil, 50.03, up 62. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Looks like the trade has decided to start the week with risk on.
Yeah, a little bit of fun buying here to start the new month, Dave. Got a few different stories that are offering support. Probably no one more important than the other, just a combination here this morning. Egypt bought some U.S. wheat over the weekend as the Black Sea supplies continue to dwindle here as we approach the end of the year. Argentina on pace to get some heavy rain again here this week, and they'd like that to quit any time. And still a little concern about southern Brazil being a little on the dry side, so see how that goes over the next few days. And China had some positive economic numbers over the weekend, too. So kind of throw all those in and kind of get some higher start here with the first of the month, and then the funds come in here and kind of reload a little bit here, Dave.
The Egypt buy was a big one at 280,000 tons. So we're in the positive territory, and we're banging up against suspected resistance levels again.
Yeah, 200-day moving average on January beans right around today's high at 1462. So we'll see if we can get through there or not. March corn also up kind of near the 100-day moving average, kind of approached that last week and backed off a little bit. We'll see as the week goes on if we can firm up again there. Nothing really independently supporting corn here this morning, Dave, but kind of following along with wheat up double digits and bean also up double digits. Crude up a little higher today with the dollar weaker. So really a lot of positives here to start the week. As the week goes on, we'll have more talk about Mississippi River and what goes on there. Of course, still not a lot of rain in the forecast for the plains to help that situation out either, Dave.
What's your take on the Mississippi, Aaron, if it shuts down?
Well, I think it's going to be interesting to see if it shuts fully down. I don't believe that'll happen, but obviously business is going to be curtailed quite a bit. I think we've already seen basis react to that as it's weakened up here in the last week or two. But obviously, as we try to move through this year, that's not a very good sign when we try to continue to meet this heavy export demand, mostly on the bean side as corn continues to struggle demand-wise. But it's going to be interesting to see how transportation changes. We're going to see a few more things ship rail, but obviously not a very good situation. Hopefully we'll get some remedy to that sooner than later, Dave.
Seasonal suggests this would be an up week?
Yeah, I think as we move between now and the end of the year, seasonal do suggest that we move back up here a little bit and really kind of climb into the spring planting season. But I think South American weather is going to have to be more adverse to get any sort of a really large rally from here on till the end of the year, Dave.
Thank you very much, Aaron.
Thank you.
Bye. Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current taking the marketplace. December corn, 7.55 up 7. March, 7.59 and 3 quarters up 7. July, 7.51 up 6 and 3 quarters. December 13 is 6.40 up 4 and a half. January beans, 14.56 up 17 and a quarter. March, 14.48 and 3 quarters up 16 and a quarter. July, 14.14 and a half up 14. November, 13.13 and a quarter up 8 and 3 quarters. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.